news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, there's a lot to get to today. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the markets. Of course, I believe that you do because we talk about money on this broadcast. But yesterday, the tech and the money worlds kind of collided, and we'll get to that Amazon sell-off and what it means. Also, or Apple sell-off. Amazon's also on its way to New York, and our congresswoman, our new superstar, you know, the genius, brilliant, never to be seen, never before to be challenged intellect of Ocasio-Cortez is saying it's a terrible thing. I don't know how that works out. But before we get to any of that, I want to talk with Ari Zoldan, our contributor to Tech Tuesday, who is faithful to be here even when he's on the other side of the planet. Mr. Zoldan, you're in Dubai as we are speaking this afternoon. What are you doing there?
Hi, Kevin. Great to be here. I'm just coming off of an incredible wealth summit. It was hosted by Anthony Risotto. They're calling it the Davos of family offices here, and he did an incredible job bringing together really the elite in the tech world, in the investment world, in the family office world, all under one umbrella at the Four Seasons, and it was an extraordinary event, and really we're very, very happy to be a part of
it. What was the purpose of such a meeting?
It was for family offices to be able to meet with other companies, to meet with other venture funds, with other high net worth individuals, and see if business could be had. And this is just a great part of the world. It's really the intersection of Africa, Asia, the Middle East, and there's just so much business happening here. And he's done an incredible job in pulling something like this off. So.
Sure. Well, I understand you've got a very important dinner to be at not long after you're done with us. So best wishes on that and give our thanks to them for having you there.
Of course. I'll give them your best, Kevin.
So we've got a very interesting thing happening back home, Ari. Apple kind of led the way with the tech sector yesterday, but they were off, I think, close to 600 points by the end of the day. Not Apple, but the tech the market was, and it was largely driven by Apple, and people are saying that. And I wondered if it had anything to do with the fact that Cook was on the night before on 60 Minutes pushing, as he has in Europe, for this data protection stuff that Europe has adopted, but the U.S. has yet to. It was a very fascinating piece, and he was quite prominent in that piece. But what was your take on what happened to Apple this week?
Yeah, I don't think, Kevin, it was so much about the 60-minute piece other than, like, the tech sector, although very, very strong on one hand, but at the same time, many times it's very, very vulnerable because it's usually the first one to hit when outside of any kind of financial crisis, but data breaches, any kind of possible data breach, data protection gets ripped through the entire tech index. And I could imagine that concerns like that are starting to bubble to the top.
Is that a unique problem for Apple?
Well, I think it's a big problem for the industry, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Snapchat, whether it's LinkedIn. I don't think it's specific to Apple, but Apple is getting the brunt of it right now.
Gotcha.
But that could change. And I do think, Kevin, it's a temporary hiccup, and it's getting really driven by just jitters in the market, and I think it's going to bounce back in the next 48 hours.
All right. Well, moving over to Amazon, Jeff Bezos announced today that they chose Long Island City in Queens and Arlington, Virginia as the two new locations for their new headquarters. I know that New Jersey had desperately wanted to try to get this business when Chris Christie was governor, but it became pretty obvious that Governor Murphy had no real desire to pursue it at all when he came in. And now Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is saying, and this is the headline in the Post from earlier today, she finds that the Amazon HQ2 coming to New York, quote, extremely concerning. For someone who wants to bring jobs to her state, I would think she'd be thrilled about this. But they have had some criticism about how they come in and set up what they call their Amazon City. So help explain to all of this to us that are laypeople, Ari.
Yeah, I'm not really sure where she's coming from, quite frankly. I mean, I'm assuming that she's not really thinking about the jobs that it's going to be creating versus the congestion. And I get that. I mean, wherever Amazon sets up shop, there's no question there's going to be challenges there. But, you know, when I did see that they decided on New York, I was a little bit surprised. I was happy the fact that there's job creation, but at the same time, why didn't they go into areas in the middle of America where more jobs are needed than New York City? So that surprised me a little bit. And then I thought about it and I said, well, maybe logistically, given that New York City, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, there's so much e-commerce happening, delivery happening there, maybe it was more of a logistic decision versus a job creation opportunity.
Like a regional hub, more convenient to the immediate area?
Exactly. For faster deliveries. That's now, what I'm willing to bet. Because, of course, New York City, you know, we could use jobs, but there's places in the middle of America that need those jobs a lot more.
Well, it'd be interesting to figure out what their thinking is, because what I am hearing, and my sources aren't nearly as good as yours in the tech sector, but what I'm hearing is that this is a rollout plan, and they have many more of these coming, and they are going to be kind of polka-dotted across the country. So I'm going to guess that maybe, you know, somewhere in the Midwest and somewhere in the Atlantic, Central Atlantic, maybe in the South and the Southwest, that these are all going to be, you know, maybe future ideas and hopes that they have. This is just where the next two are going.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, in the next 10 years, without a doubt, there's going to be a major Amazon hub in every single, I don't even say major city, but in every single city across the U.S. And you could think about retail's going completely away. So that's going to be replaced by, in essence, Amazon warehouses.
Right, because they're going to have to get the stuff out. And if they're going to promise same-day delivery on things, you just have to have more inventory than what they have traditionally had to keep.
Correct. Yeah. And they're going to need to be in a central location within every single city. So they're going to have to be there.
Is drone delivery still part of their priority at Amazon?
There's no doubt. You know, it's not only drone, it's artificial intelligence, it's big data, it's virtual reality, it's augmented reality. All these things, all this immersive type of media, it is opportunities to be able to engage their customers even deeper. So Amazon's one of the Amazon, IBM, Google, they're all on the front line to deliver not only these products, but to wrap around these experiences, because that's what they're really about. It's about this experience. You're going to be getting a package, not by your mailman or UPS or FedEx. You're going to get a package via a drone, and that in itself is an experience.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. I am curious as to your take on the 60 Minutes piece from Sunday night, because it does appear that what Europe has done by way of at least trying to give a certain degree of certification of ownership of data for the individual user is now beginning to make its way to the U.S. discussion, where it has been the Wild West. And just in the final few seconds, Ari, your take on whether we need that or not.
No question, especially with GDPR. I mean, the European countries have really adopted to it. I know we're working with a bunch of European companies, and they embrace it, they get it, they understand the importance, and now it's time for America as well, and corporations and corporate entities and legal entities to be able to adopt it to make sure that we're all fully protected.
Yeah. No, I can't get an argument out of that from me. Ari Zoldan, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.